DeMello. Coast FM.
Interesting day for the Royals.
I know. Well, we kind of saw it coming, didn't we?
I suppose.
They were backing away from everything, you know. They didn't want the spotlight, and ever since they've had their little boy, they just, I don't know, I feel like that's what was coming.
It's interesting. They're working to become financially independent while continuing, they say, to fully support the Queen. Interesting. They want to financially look after themselves, which is, I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to do.
Yeah.
I don't see that as an issue.
I'm sure they'll be right.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First of all, Marin season is underway.
Marin?
Yeah, that runs through till February 5. If you would like to be a recreational fisher, you need to get a valid license.
Yes.
And you can get all the details on the license action and the limits and stuff at fish.wa.gov.au. Now, speaking fish, next abalone session is Saturday morning.
Hey, there you go.
5 past 7 on Saturday morning, though. Almost, 7 till 8.
An hour.
Yeah, so
Get prepped.
Look out for each other and make sure you follow the rules. Meantime, road access through WA remains restricted as the fire on the Eyre Highway continues to burn. I was hoping that they'd reopen it today, but there was a flare-up yesterday afternoon. So the closure remains in place. So fruit and veg in some cases and petrol by the look of
petrol,
things.
Petrol, yeah, a lot of things. Expect them to go up. Yeah. Anything we get imported, really, it's not going to get here.
Yeah.
I think postage, they said, was you know, if you've ordered anything from over east, there's big signs on the Australia Post website saying that,
they're maybe
delayed.
They're trying as much as they can to get things in via rail and planes.
Yeah,
and stuff,
they're doing the best, but if there's a delay, don't
petrol,
get
petrol, stuff
upset.
Like that, you can't really do it in way, so. All right, we shall watch and wait and, watch the prices rise at this stage.
Nikki and Zamello's
Riddle Me This.
Riddle me this.
All right. Danica from Secret Harbour is here to take our challenge first off this morning. Danica, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Now, okay. We've got the riddle action is the Learning Pod, Port Kennedy School Supplies package, $100 worth.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put you in the draw for it if you can solve it. Now, Nikki, go through it again slowly for
us. It's a tricky one, I must admit. All right. Before any changes, I'm a garlic or spice. My first is altered and I'm a hand-warming device. My second is changed and I'm trees in full bloom. The next letter change makes a deathly old tomb. Change the fourth to make a fruit of the vine. Change the last for a chart plotted with lines. So there's a few words in there.
Now,
I'll accept if you only have a few of them. That's right, because you can probably fill out the rest if you get first and last.
I've got four of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, what have you got?
So I've got clove, glove.
So we've got a garlic or spice, clove, a hand-warming device, you think glove.
Glove, yeah.
Second is change, and I'm trees in full bloom.
Do you got anything there?
Got that one?
No.
Okay. The next letter change makes a deathly old tomb.
Grave. So is it grove and then grave?
Oh, maybe.
Ah.
Change the fourth to make a fruit of the vine.
Grape.
Change the last for a chart plotted with lines.
A globe?
Ooh. Well, you know what?
How many is that? Five?
There are six.
Six.
And you have five of them.
Well, you did say... That's most of them. How are we going to do this?
I'm going to give that to you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to pay it. So the last one is not globe, it's graph. So you're very close.
From grape to graph.
Yes, because you're changing one letter. It's an H.
So go through them again. So it's clove.
Clove, glove, grove, grave, grape, graph. Is the correct order. There we go.
I am exhausted. So, Danica, well done.
Congratulations. You worked for that.
Yeah, you've earned it, that's sure.
Thank you.
One of the world's largest and strangest flowers is currently blooming at New Zealand's Botanic Gardens.
Right.
The corpse flower.
Oh, yuck. It's a stinky one, isn't it?
It is. The Titan arum takes 7 or more years to bloom. It heats up to around 36 degrees.
Perfect stinky temperature.
Could grow to around 3 metres. And because it's pollinated by dung beetles and flies, it smells like rotting meat.
Yeah.
Hence the name. And because it's such a rare event, 7 to 12 years, they reckon, people are flocking to Christchurch for a whiff.
Get a whiff of this.
And they reckon it'll only stay in bloom for one, maybe 2 days at most.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that is pretty significant.
Yeah, out of 7 to 12 years. So it's a fair... It's
2 days, yeah.
It's quite significant. So what a combo. It's big, it's hot, it's stinky. It's only active for about 2 days in 7 years.
Yeah.
And yet, still more attractive than our current Prime Minister.
Whoa.
That's a joke, by the
way.
Jesus. But it's kind of
harsh. How do you know he stinks?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's more attractive. Right. I'm not saying anything else.
He's big and stinky and only active one day a year.
I'm not saying that's our Prime Minister.
Wow, big call. ScoMo, are you out there? You listening to this?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Here she is, the next host of the Golden Globes, Nikki Parkinson.
Surprise!
Yeah.
All right, if you haven't heard the news already, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and split their time between England and Canada. This comes after they spent the last 6 weeks or so out of the spotlight and spent time away in Canada. They've just posted this statement to Instagram yesterday. After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year in starting to carve out a progressive new role within this situation. We intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen. They appear to blame the media and the bad press they've received over the past few years for this decision, adding, it is with your encouragement, particularly over the last few years, that we feel prepared to make this adjustment. A little bit spicy.
Right.
They also hope the move will help Archie as he grows up, saying balance will enable us to raise our son with appreciation for the royal tradition into which he was born, whilst also providing our family with the space to focus on the next chapter, including the launch of our new charitable entity. The Queen has responded, saying discussions are in early stages, there's complicated issues, and we understand their desire to take a different approach, but there are complicated issues we will take time to work through. So lots of drama behind closed doors, I'd say. Now, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Aerosmith, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are all set to perform at the Grammy Awards later this month. The 2020 Grammys are on at LA's Staples Center on Sunday, January 26th, or Australia Day. And the real-life inspiration for J-Lo's character in the Golden Globe-nominated movie Hustlers is suing the star's production company for $40 million.
I just want to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close.
Right.
So Samantha Barbish claims the film defames her and used her likeness and story without her permission. They have always stated that the storyline for Hustlers was from a New York Times article on a real-life stripper. So maybe it's her. She also wants a court order forcing producers to turn over all the copies of the film. So good luck with that, honey.
Okay. Yeah, don't know how that'll go.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.